Breakfast, black coffee, one slice of dry toast. No butter, no jelly, no jam. Lunch, just some lettuce, two celery stalks. No beans, no potatoes, no ham. Dinner, one chicken wing, broil, not fried. No gravy, no biscuits, no pie. And it's diet and diet and diet and diet. And sure is a rough way to die. So pass me a carrot stick, peel me a prune. A glass of skim milk and that's all. Turn off the TV, that Big Mac commercial. It's driving me right up the wall. And I'm thinking of french fries, sausage and waffles, spaghetti and cookies and cake. And each night I'm dreaming of chocolate ice cream. And I'm starving to death when I wake. Supper, two pieces of cauliflower raw. Beefsteak the size of a nail. One sliced tomato, small dab of slop. I swear I ate better in jail. Stop eating that pizza right under my nose. Your life's the least you can do.
Got a little diet on there. Welcome back, everybody. That's for New Year's, of course. You know, it's like all the YMCA places and all the gyms will be full this next week after New Year's. Diet song, Bobby Bear. Met Bobby Bear down at the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. He was very, very popular in the 1960s. A great, great, great guy. Wow.
Funny
Missouri
song.
Ozarks, deer season, alternative season. You know that Vogelbacher, they already have a 2019 set for alternative. It's December 28th through January 7th, 2000.
Oh, that's cool.
That's 2020. And, okay, well, where'd it go? I lost it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, they got all the seasons set. They got firearms, deer, early youth, November 2nd. I love that for this next year that the kids are moved to November. I think we talked about that last week. But very, very cool. You know, last time I was in, I talked about being at the Blue Bank Resort and Guide Service with owner Mike Hayes and son Michael Hayes and Bill Blakely, the manager and the guide, and was down there with Caleb Dunn, our guide, and his dog Tate. And, of course,
yes.
Linda Poffel-Mossberg and Jeff Milan, Stacy Walker, Kent Driscoll. Just a great group. Of course, Gary Mason, Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. Putting that together, I've been putting that footage together. It's going to be a great show. A lot of fun.
Really, I want to see
the outdoors doing those things. Oh, you guys are going to love this show. It's really good. Really good. Also, I failed in the beginning because I was so excited to talk to you guys that who else we're going to have on the show today. When we get into segment three, we're going to visit with our man, Mr. Murray Anderson. I went over to the shop and interviewed Murray about what he offers for our listeners. And also, I pulled a packet of beef jerky out of my pocket and said, here, taste this. And we did a taste test. So that'd be cool. And then because of muzzleloader, which I still call muzzleloader season, alternative season, our story time this week is, of course, you ready? Ozarks, black powder, and summer sausage.
Oh, summer sausage.
Yeah, that's a shame I didn't get that stuff to you this morning. So, Vogelbacher, you got a few items for me this morning?
Yes, I do. Coming, meet Ray I at 2019 Kansas State Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation State Convention, January 11th and 12th, Drury Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, Wichita, Kansas. Legend of the Outdoors, Hall of Famer, and turkey hunting legend Ray I will be present in his program, Calling is Everything, and will discuss every aspect of turkey hunting. 3 to 4 p.m., Calling is Everything. Ray I, the first 30 youth attending this seminar, will receive the book, PhD Gobblers, and Ray will autograph them for him. Yeah,
that book is a hardcover, very nice full color book, and that was really cool that the NWTF in Kansas donated those 30 books that I could sign for those kids. I just think that's great stuff.
Okay, the DNR in Mississippi, tells hunters their illegal bait pile. I'm sorry, is big enough to be seen from space.
Mason, it is Michigan, I believe.
It is Michigan. Sometimes satellites are helpful tools for authorities trying to crack down on deer hunting violations, especially when an illegal bait pile is big enough to be seen from space. The DNR offices last month were following up on a 217 complaint about a group of hunters who were dumping well over the legal amount portion of bait to draw in the animals. And the officers said you could see it on Google Earth. And that's pushing a limit right there, I think. Did I tell you that Ray is going to be at the 2019 Kansas National Wild Turkey Federation State Convention, January 11th and 12th? Did I tell you that yet?
Yeah, you already did that.
Okay. Second Amendment win. 1 million New Jersey gun owners refused to comply with new ban. In June 2018, New Jersey enacted a new law. It makes it illegal to possess a magazine capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition. The ban was signed into law last summer by Governor Phil Murphy. State officials gave the residents until December 11th to turn over the magazines to police or sell or store them out of state. Two sources within the state who spoke to Ammoland, a condition of the anonymity, and told Ammoland news that both did not know magazine turned over their agencies. Nobody's doing it.
Nope. Anonymity be, huh?
Anonymity to be. I'm doing pretty good today.
Yeah. That's how you're in there by yourself.
Yeah.
He's got to deal with you.
Nobody's throwing things at me, you know? Hey, now can I ask you? Now, because you did something that I'd not seen before, and it looks so good. You took Zimmerman's summer sausage and you grilled it. You pan fried it.
I always pan fry summer sausage. I've been doing that for years. It brings the flavor out in it.
I never saw the pictures, though.
What's that?
I never saw your pictures of this. That was fantastic.
You've seen them. You just don't remember. When you take summer sausage, when you take any venison sausage and you put it in a skillet, I like to rub mine in just a little bit of olive oil so it doesn't dry out. But it really brings out the flavor. And when you fry that and then you put some, it's got cheese in it or you put cheese on it, the tame jalapenos on those, oh my, unbelievable. It is just really good. We do that. I've had them for breakfast for years. Years ago in deer camp, I mean 30 years ago, the old timers used to take their summer sausage and fry it in a pan and in a cast iron skillet. And that's what we'd have for breakfast.
You know, some
on a biscuit, on a biscuit with a tame jalapeno. Are you kidding me? Oh, unbelievable.
That was just one that maybe I just hadn't paid attention to then because I sat there and looked at that.
You haven't paid attention to that because you might even ate one of those and didn't realize that it had been pan fried because I've fed some of those, I believe, to you at one time or another. But I tell you what was the biggest hit in camp was the pan fried pork chops. And the chicken breast that I rolled in egg and buttermilk and used the Kentucky Colonel seasoned flour and poked that flour down in that, you know, that meat. And then I'd fry them. The guys, we'd put that white gravy over them. Those guys went crazy over that.
How about the people on Facebook looking at these pictures and you're trying to say, boy, I'd love to.
Pretty funny.
You don't eat when you go to Ray Eye's camps. You dine. And there's stuff that you might not have had for years, and you're sitting there going, oh, this is so good.
Well, that's what camp's all about. You know, that's what the hunt's all about. And as I posted on Facebook, it's not about shooting a deer. You know, I'm there with my little brother, with family and friends, and we're having great meals and a great time in camp, and we're having fun together. We're having a good time. Shooting a deer is just a small portion, a small part of what you do. It's why I always post deer camp. It's more about deer camp than it is deer hunting. And, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with my brother on stand because we got a couple shooting houses that we can get in together and get a chance. You know, we're all busy in life. Get a chance to really have some time and spend some time and have a good time. Just too much fun. I've laughed so hard down here, it's unbelievable. Sometimes I can't even breathe. Some of the stuff I've seen, the thing I've seen with these eyes, it'll never go away.
The two of you together figure out how many years you two have been going at each other. You make us cry laughing so hard sometimes. It's fun to see. It really is.
It's funny. The guys are like leaving the stand early to get in to see what I've got for breakfast. You know, usually they stay at home. No, I'll eat later. You know, I'm watching for a deer. You know, I get these text messages. I'm on my way, and I text it back. I said, Gary Lee, it's 8:30 in the morning. I'll have breakfast at 10. I'm on my way.
And then you see the plate of food he puts in front of him.
The last, the Marty shows up, and I made the I had the venison tenderloins breaded like I do the chicken and the pork chops. And I had and Marty shows up. I said, "You never come in this early. What are you doing here?" He says, "I'm getting the deer venison tenderloins before Gary Lee and Joel gets back." They're on their own. If there's any left, so be it. Oh, that was bad.
That's you got to do this. People keep asking for this outdoor cookbook. You know, this camp town cookbook. Something.
I know. I'm going to have to do something with that.
It's too great. And, you know, people go, "Oh, that sounds good." No, no, no. It doesn't sound good. It's great. It's fantastic. You know, you just can't believe it.
All right. Well, Vogler Vogler, I got to get ready and get out of here and get going.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say Happy New Year to you and Kevy Kev and to Matty G and all of our listeners and all of our great sponsors. And we thank them for a great 2018. And everybody have a safe weekend and have fun out there. And I'm going to go chase Bambi around a little bit and hook up my little brother. And maybe a little later I'll send you guys a photo of what I'm going to cook this morning for breakfast.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to let you take it into commercial break. And you know what's coming up next is Murray Anderson, Anderson Services. And I'll see you guys. Have a great weekend and Happy New Year.
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors. And we're going to be right back with Murray Anderson of Anderson Guns, great master craftsman.